Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with regional news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant for his book on the country's G20 presidency titled How India Scaled Mountain G20. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that the book gives a lucid perspective on efforts to further human-centric development in pursuit of a better planet. Earlier, Mr. Kant presented his book to the Prime Minister. Republic Day Parade 2025 is set to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess with a special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. This year, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the parade. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh announced that a 160-member marching contingent and a 190-member band contingent from Indonesia will participate in the parade at Kartibya Path, alongside contingents from the Indian Armed Forces. He added that 31 taluks from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will also take part, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that frontier town of Nampong in Changlang district holds immense historical, cultural and economic significance, as for centuries the region has been a conduit for migration, trade and cultural exchange. The CM said this while inaugurating the three-day Pangsau Pas International Festival at Nampong on Monday. Khandu reiterated the state government's commitment to improve infrastructure and connectivity to support the growing tourism sector in the Tirap, Changlang and Longding region. With inclusion of the three districts on the tourist circuit and the development in connectivity and infrastructure, he said that tourism will flourish in the region given its rich potential. Nampong, being a historical site of World War II, Khandu announced that the state government will curate and restore all remnants of the war and redevelop them for tourism purposes. Later, the CM laid the foundation stones for four projects and inaugurated five more, specifically for the Nampong Assembly constituency. The Kalaktang police station TEM has achieved a historic milestone under Operation Dawn 2.4 with the highest ever seizure of suspected cannabis weighing 1,654.22 kilograms valued at approximately 1.33 crore rupees. This seizure was made on Saturday during a well-coordinated raid in and around Bechuling village. An NDPS case under relevant sections has been registered at Kalaktang police station. A 18-member Women on Wheels team from Dikrong called on Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Pernak at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. Interacting with the participants from different parts of the country, the governor commended the spirit of adventure of the participants. He said that the expedition will give them exposure to the vibrant culture and unique traditions and the natural beauty of Arunachal Pradesh. The governor called upon the team to be goodwill ambassadors of Arunachal Pradesh. Supported by the National Commission for Women, Ministry of Donor and State Governments of the Northeast, the All Women Car Drive Season 3 aims to promote the Dekho Apna Desh road safety and Swachh Bharat. Later in the day, continuing the goodwill tradition of the Rajbhavan, the State Foundation Day of Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura was also celebrated at the Rajbhavan. The Botanical Survey of India Arunachal Pradesh Regional Center, in collaboration with the NABARD, successfully completed a two-day capacity-building training program on biodiversity conservation and its impacts on climate change at Itanagar today. Speaking on the occasion, Teju MLA Dr. Mahesh Chai highlighted the rich biodiversity of Arunachal Pradesh and emphasized the vital need for its conservation. A team of Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women visited R.K. Mosang Memorial Society, Jairampur on Monday. The team visited the main office building that houses the library, clinic and other establishments of the society. Former chairperson of APSCW, Komoli Mosang, who currently runs the society, highlighted the work and activities initiated, which includes special adoption agency, skill activities and elementary residential housing for 100 girls. Later, the team also visited the childcare institution at Jairampur. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.